Hi, welcome back to the Mom Mentality Show. My name is Austin Chadwick and co-host is Chris Lucian. And today we're kind of kicking off a series on influence and influencing others. And we're going to start off with just kind of some general thoughts on influencing in general, kind of stuff from the environment and stuff from relationships. And Chris has been, researching, doing some talks on this kind of stuff lately. So I'm going to kick it over to him. What are you thinking, Chris?
Yeah. So, throughout anyone's career, people might want to just bring people along with their narrative or their side of their style of thinking. And so I think, when I think about everything from Linda Rising's presentations, I think about this idea of trying to approach people with logic often backfires. And so, if you're saying, oh, well, there's this like scientific study, or there's some other thing that you, some concrete study or a logical explanation for something, sometimes there's a defensive reaction that comes out. And so I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how you would bring somebody along in a particular, line of thought or other things. And this is not to be sneaky or anything like that, but this is like kind of genuinely building up relationships. And so I think the first one is that, generally people are more understanding and understood if you can establish kind of rapport and or relationships with people. So when we first started mobbing, I think there was a really good team dynamic because everybody would go hiking together. In the remote environment, we do a lot cross team or cross departmental lean coffees. And so, you see a lot of empathy built, you see a lot of interactions and relationships. And so I think focusing on building relationships can be kind of the first step. And I think a lot of people want to go in and change things. Like say you join a new company, Esther Derby says, center, enter, turn, right? So you center yourself and then you begin to understand and become part of the team. Once you're part of the team, only then try to turn it. And a lot of that comes from kind of that corporate antibody response where people are going to react and push back. I think it's important to, especially when you're early in your relationship with a group of people, is to take some time to both understand their situation, build empathy with them, and build up your relationships. If you're ingrained deeply into an organization and you have other people that you talk to often, I think trying to influence somebody in a direction can be dangerous if you have no personal relationship with them at all. And so those are some of the things that you want to watch out from a relationship standpoint. And then kind of to go through those other topics, then maybe we can bounce back and forth, Austin. Environment side, I think, is the danger of the status quo. And so this is, is the environment even ready for change, or is that the place you need to start with your influence? I see a lot of people say, oh, well, in my company, we don't do retrospectives, but we want to start mobbing. And you got to think, like, which one of those do you want to start trying to convince on first? Is it, I want to convince people that all the solo people working solo should work together, or maybe we should influence in an area where that will allow for changes to happen, like mobbing. And so if there isn't already a mechanism for the people to change the way they do their work or self-organize or deal with the system in general, then mobbing may be too much too soon and can cause a lot of damage when suggesting it. So start incrementally, but most importantly, I think the foundational portion of your influence from an environment standpoint is, are the people around you ready to change anything at all, right? Will they change the color of text on their screen? Will they change, will they change the way they do things? Will they use Microsoft Teams to send chats instead of emails? There's all kinds of things where, you can try and influence all the change you want, but the environment is not ready for change at all. And so retrospective is one way of getting there, or some sort of decision-making process where there's action items that are acted upon. But And then I think finally on strategies, I'll just say that, you know, or there are a few books that I would recommend highly, you know, Switch for kind of organizational change, Made to Stick for pithy statements, for bringing people up, The Power of Habit, specifically Chapter 8, which talks about organizational habits, and changing a large scale habit that's shared by many people. And Smarter, Faster, Better, which also deals with organizational change. Those are some of the books that I read when we were first starting up the department. So I said a lot of stuff, Austin. If you have anything that you want to jump in there with.
Yeah. I have some thoughts, but I'll try not to go a certain direction, at least a little bit, because I think we have future episodes coming up on some specific topics. But I wholeheartedly agree on several things. Environment is huge, right? If the environment is incentivizing people to never change or never try anything new, then that's going to be really tough. Can any change at all be made? I love that. I've read some of those books you read, and they're super helpful. I love what you said about relationships being key, because, you know, kind of going to the radical candor frame, if you've, you know, are have kindness, you've built up a good relationship of trust with somebody, that's where information can flow back and forth. And without that, there's basically no bridge, you know, from one person to the other. And maybe it was what's led to like logic backfiring, right? It's like, you know, you have a really awesome car, but there's no bridge, and you just drive it off, you know, a cliff on one side of the river, right into the river, right? You know, like maybe the car, there's nothing wrong with the car, with the logic. It's just the bridge wasn't there in the first place. And so I think for me, I'm not sure if I'm growing more jaded and things like that, but I've been really into just kind of natural change as like a natural byproduct of good relationships, as opposed to I have a goal to persuade people to X, Y, and Z, right? It's just kind of like, if I have a good relationship with someone else, and I think a lot of that comes naturally with mobbing, I'll be sharing my opinion, I'll be sharing my logic, I'll be sharing my emotions, and they will be too, and we'll discover things together and naturally be persuaded, or, you know, or maybe naturally they're not, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, I don't want someone doing if they're not really persuaded, or if they're persuaded for bad reasons, right? Like, if I could forego all logic and persuade someone purely by emotional and incentive reasons to do TDD, for example, I don't know if I would want that, because that feels like something really fragile. They'll be easily influenced to do something else. And so it seems like, you know, by another emotional appeal, or, you know, they go in a different environment and their, you know, boss incentivizes them by how many amount of untested code they can make or something, right? You know, and so.
Yeah. So certainly coercion is, you know, not something that you want. So you definitely don't want people to be coerced into anything. And I'm not suggesting that. So I'm talking from the standpoint of people who are not mobbing currently and want to convince their team to do so, or right. Other things along those lines. So, you know, you need to be able to receive influence from the outside, but also influence others. And so when I'm talking about environment, I'm talking about how do you even set up the environment for any change at all, because the status quo can suck people in no matter what.
And so
you might have good relationships with people, but you might also have an oppressive, you know, kind of set of rules or slogans that is keeping everything locked into place. And so in those scenarios, I think you would you need tools sometimes to help bring people along with you, especially in other departments where you have very infrequent contact with them.
Nice. Awesome. Cool. That kind of lays the groundwork maybe for our future episodes. Do you have anything else to add before we close out and jump to maybe some specific topics about, you know, influencing developers about mobbing, or influencing leadership about mobbing?
Yeah, no, just the reminder that, pay attention to the whole system and the environment when you're trying to cause change, because there are systems in place meant to backfire in certain scenarios. And so you want to be aware of those when you're making progress.
Nice. Right on. Well, thanks for checking us out. This hopefully this maybe generates more questions than answers, but that's good. We love the conversation, whether it's on X, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts on influencing others in general. And so please reach out, whether that's through environments or relationships and things like that. And please like and subscribe. And until next time, mob on and have a good one. See everybody.
Bye, everybody.